Shalom Avraham Bez Hashem continues Simon Chav Zayin Sif Rav Sif Vav, that is Hilchos Tefillin, and specifically discussing the halachas of lefties. Which arm does the lefty put his tefillin on? Now we know, we have learned so far, that a person is supposed to put on the tefillin on Yad Keha, on the left hand. What do you mean left hand? If he's a righty, his left hand is his weaker one. So what happens, a person is a lefty, so his Yad Keha is his right hand. Now the difficulty comes, as we'll see in this Sif Vav, is when the person is not just a pure lefty. Like I mentioned, I grew up with a friend of mine who was a righty, but when it came to batting, for whatever reason, he went to the left side of the plate. I remember he has this unique batting stance. It wasn't a pure lefty, that sweet, smooth swing of a lefty. It was more of that uppercut, because he was really a righty, but he's batting with his left. Sometimes someone told me today, he's a lefty, and when he bowls, he goes bowling, he uses his right hand. I said, use your right hand when you go bowling. That means your right hand is your stronger hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Which hand you put your tefillin on? So this is a whole discussion we'll be getting into over here. Bottom line, lamayisa halacha lamayisa, please go speak to your Rav about it. But now we have the understanding of the topic of discussion, and you can be more informative and ask the question with more knowledge. V'itir yad yaminoi. We are in Simen Chav Zayin Sif Vav. Simen Chav Zayin Sif Vav. V'itir yad, a lefty, yaminoi. He puts it on his right hand. What does that mean? Im oisa kol melachtoi bismoiloi. If he does all of his work with his left hand, maniach bismoiloi, shu yimin shel kol adam. Then he puts it on his right hand. He puts it on his right hand. Page 74 now.
Yes.
Okay. He puts it on his right hand. Why? Because he does everything with his left hand. So what's his weaker hand? That's why this person told me this morning that when he goes bowling, he bowls with his right hand. I would never bowl with my left hand. My left hand is weaker. What's he telling me? He's telling me, well, his right hand is pretty strong. Then he says that when he throws with his left. What's the word for such a person like this? Ambidextrous. That's what we call such a person like this. Right? So we'll see about this. Im shayle b'shtei yadov. Okay, a person can do things with both hands. Shayle b'shtei yadov. Meniach b'smol kol adam. He puts it on the left. A kol adam means the real left. If he's a real bona fide ambidextrous. Now, I don't know if this person is really bona fide ambidextrous. But if a person is a real, what they call ambidextrous, then he puts on the tefillin on the left hand. On everyone's left hand. B'smol kol adam. Now, what happens if the person writes with one hand, but does everything else with the other hand? Do we go after the hand he writes with? And we say that's his dominant hand. And then, therefore, he puts in the tefillin on the left hand. Or do we say, no, he does everything else with his left hand. He just happens to write with his right hand. It's a confusing situation.
Yeah.
Says the Mechaber, v'in koisa b'yaminoi, ushar kol ma'isav oisa b'smoil, but everything else he does with his left hand, or, oi koisa b'smoil, or he writes with his left hand, ushar kol ma'isav oisa b'yamin, and everything else he does, b'yamin, with his right hand. In such a case like this, Yesh Erman, the first opinion says, Yesh Erman Shia Niach, Tfilin biyad shetosh koyach. He should put the tefillin on his weaker hand. In other words, the deciding factor is not the hand that he writes with, or not the hand that he doesn't write with. The deciding factor is which is his weaker hand. So let's say you give the person a jar to open. Let's say you give somebody a jar to open. Usually they're going to try to open with a stronger hand, right? Now, what happens is when they try the right hand, that doesn't work, then they go to the left hand. If they had a third hand, they try that also before they give it to the five-year-old. Now, here, the first opinion says that he puts it on his weaker hand. However, the second opinion, v'yeshem shahayat shekoyse ba'hi chashuva, yemin l'inyin zeh, u'manich tefillin b'yad shekenegdo. The second opinion says, v'yeshem shahayat shekoyse ba'hi, it's considered to be the hand that he writes with. The hand he writes with. is considered to be his right hand. And when niach tefillin biyad shekinegda, and he puts on the tefillin on the opposite hand. So here's a person that is an ambidextrous, and he puts on the tefillin on the opposite hand that he writes with. I know someone who told me, I watched him take off his tefillin once, off his left hand, and flip them over and put them on his right hand. So after davening, I asked him, so my hi, what's going on? So he says to me that he spoke to, of Shaul Klein Shlita, is the, I believe if I'm saying the name correctly, the Av Bezdin of Rav Vosner Zatzal from Bnei Brak, his Bezdin, and he told him about his ambidextrous capabilities, and it was suggested to him that he makes the bracha when he puts a tefillin on his left hand. But afterwards, to be yaitzi choladeis, he flips it over and without a bracha puts it on his right hand as well. Okay. Let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah in the previous page. Four lines from the bottom. Sifkot Nechof Aleph. In the previous page, Sifkot Nechof Aleph. So we said in the Mechaber, V'itter Yad Yeminoi, Yim Oise Komalach Lebismoiloi. We said, V'itter, says, take a look earlier in Sifkot and Yudbei. So if you take a look earlier in Sifkot and Yudbei, which you don't have to do that, it's just the previous page, he tells you over there that in Itter, Amaniach Tfilin, Mimishaini Itter, a person who is a lefty that's wearing a righty's tefillin, or the other way around, he says, look in the Be'er Halacha. So you're traveling around over here. What does the Be'er Halacha say? So the Be'er Halacha is right on our page, on the same page. That's the Be'er Halacha we discussed yesterday. There's this Be'er Halacha on the same page. Okay, in my edition, it's underlined. What does he say to do? If you are a righty, borrowing a lefty's tefillin, or vice versa, before you put on the tefillin, flip the tefillin over, that the yud should be facing inside to your heart. Because if you are a righty, borrowing a lefty's tefillin, so you're going to put on the tefillin, slide it up your arm, where's the yud, the kesher of the shalyad facing? It's facing outward. It has to be facing inward towards your heart. So even though the ritsua that holds the tefillin together, which is called the ma'avarta, should be facing upwards towards your shoulder, in this case, it's more important that the yud is facing inward. So you're going to flip the tefillin over and slide it up your arm, that the yud be facing in towards your heart. That's what he discusses over there. And when he says, look in Sifkot and Yudbeis, and then he says, look in the Be'er Halacha, which we just did outside. Okay. Sifkon chav beis, yad yeminoi, v'afilu nasa iter al yidei shehirgul atzmoi achar kach loinoi lekach. What's a lefty? A lefty is a person who was either born a lefty or something happened to the person. He had an accident and he had to use his left hand on a more regular basis and he became a lefty. At the end of the day, he's still called a lefty. Even if he wasn't born like this, he puts a tefillin on his right arm now because he's still called a lefty. Even more so, if he was made like this to be a lefty. Let's say a person was born with an illness in his right hand, and he didn't have the strength in his right hand. So what is he going to use? He's going to use his left hand more often. He becomes a bona fide lefty. He had his hand was amputated. So he's definitely going to be a lefty. He has to do all of the work with his left hand. This person has a din, a status of a 100% a lefty. Al hayad haritzua, and he puts the tefillin and the ksharim, of course, on the right arm. What happens to the person's right hand now? All of a sudden, gets healed. All of a sudden, it becomes stronger. Now, if this person his right hand gets healed. And all of a sudden, he's using his right hand more on a regular basis, which I think is a little uncommon. Because once a person's a lefty, I would think he would stay a lefty. But in this example, he now uses his right hand and his left hand equally. So now he's an ambidextrous. And then he should put the tefillah on the left hand. He put the tefillah on the left hand because he's a regular. The tefillah generally belong on the left arm. If the person's a lefty, then he puts the tefillah on the right arm. So this person is a righty now also. He's back to being a righty. So then tefillah go on the left arm. Simple as that. Sifkon chav kimu. We said here that this lefty does kol melachtoi. Hu adin, says the Mishnah turning the page, afilu rak roiv melachtoi. Even if it's only the majority of his things. The majority of the things he does. So like this person who would back lefty. But what does he do? The majority of the things he does as a righty. So I'm saying the other case. Here in this person's case, this lefty, the majority of the lefty things he does throughout the day is with his left hand. Even though once in a while he does a thing here and there as with his right hand. He's still called a lefty. Meniach b'smaylo, he puts on his left hand. Meniach b'yaminoi, shu smol kol adam. Abed yeved lo yotze. And if he puts on the other arm, he's not yotze. You hear this? If a lefty puts a tefillin on the right arm, he's yotze. If a righty puts a tefillin on the left arm, he's yotze. But if they put the tefillin on the other arm, on their strong arm, they're not yotze the mitzvah tefillin. Doesn't even say b'dievad you are. He says not yotze the mitzvah. Siv katan chafei, and the person is shoyde b'shtei yodav. The person now is an ambidextrous. But tzolaima she'oisa kol malachas b'shnei m'shava b'shava. He does work with both of his hands equally. I will imnok yuloi lasses b'smol. But if it's easier for him to do things with his left hand, afshi yochol, even though he can, afshi yochol lasses oisam gam b'yamin, even though he can also do things b'yamin with his right hand, zeloi mikri shel b'shtei yodav. This is not called shelet b'shtei yodav. So even though a person can do some things, afshi yochol lasses oisam gam b'yamin with his right hand, that's not called a shelet b'shtei yodav and ambidextrous. Sifkan chavav. So what's the bottom line? The person puts on the tefillin shetosh kayach on the arm that's weaker. Why? Because we learned previously it says yod cha with a hey, which we dash in from the Gemara, yad keha, the weaker hand. Ratzulayim de chsiva ein lo shum mailo mishar malacha yechida. So this person writes, we said over here, let's get the exact case in the Mechaber, that the person, let's say he writes with his left hand. Okay, so then you would say, oh, so maybe his left hand is stronger. So now we're saying, no, according to this opinion, the fact that you could write with something, with one hand, that doesn't make you that define who you are, a righty or lefty. That doesn't define if you're righty or lefty. Dechsiva ein la shum mailo mishar molacha yechidus. We go after the majority of your behavior. And that's what defines a person to be a lefty. That's the first opinion. Sif Kotun Chof Zayin. The second opinion says no. We do go after the hand he writes with, and therefore that will be his dominant hand, and he'll put on the tefillin on the opposite hand. What's the reason for the second opinion? And the Mishnah explains, because the pasuk says ukshartam ukhsavtam. It says ukshartam, you should bind them, the tefillin, ukhsavtam, and it says in the pasuk also ukhsavtam, you should write them, referring to the mezuzah. Mashma deboisa yad shekoyseh bo. Sarech likshor es ha-tfilin al ha-yad shekeneidoi. So the second opinion is explaining that it's mashma, the same hand you write with, that's the hand you should be binding the tfilin on the opposite hand. The same hand you write with is the hand you ukshartam, you bind the tfilin around the opposite arm. And that's what the Ramah says to do. V'achi nohog, that's what the Ramah says to do. Miyu, kishu noilad kein, rak achar kach hirgil atzma lichtoy bismol. Now, let's say a person is born righty, born one way, rak achar kach hirgil atzma lichtoy bismol. Then he just trained himself to write with his left hand. Ushar ma'isav oisim biyamin. And everything else he does with his right hand. He just trained himself to write. You know, some people, they want to experiment. Yanich b'smol kaladim. This person is still a righty. Even though we just said a second ago, the line above, that if you the hand you write with, that's your dominant hand. But in this case, this person trained himself to write with his left hand also. Maybe he's a spy and he wanted to learn it, to learn how to train himself like this. Okay, whatever the case might be. If adam shein yachol lichtoif. Whatever, I don't know how you call a person who can't read is illiterate. I don't know if a person who can't write what he's called, but a person who can't write. The kuli amas leinu baser shar malachos. Everyone agrees the way to define what this person is they go baser shar malachos. They go after the rest of the malachos that he does. The eziyad she'oisa oisa nikri yamin. Whatever hand he does it, that is called. He is that right hand. He is that hand that he does more of his malacha with. Okay. In Sifkot Nechav Ches, he tells us to take a look at the Bir Halacha, which we will not be seeing now. We're going to continue with Sif Zayin. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, even though a person has a wound in the place of his tefillin, the tefillin belong in a certain spot, and he has a wound there. Yenech tefillin, he said, put on the tefillin, ki mokim yesh bezroya, there's enough room on the arm, lohaniach shtei tefillin, to put on two tefillin. Ki ha'etzem ha'samach l'beis ha'shechi, because the bone towards the armpit, mi chetzay ad ha'kuvda, hu mokim ha'nachos tefillin. From the chetzay, from half it, ad ha'kuvda, kuvda, we said in the previous pages earlier, is the elbow. Right, so you have from the elbow to the armpit, you have enough room to put on two tefillins. Now the size tefillin we're talking about are smaller size tefillin, and let's be clear, the tefillin belong on the bicep. I was just at the kaisel, and as I was taking off my tefillin, I turned to my right, I noticed a yid wearing two tefillin on his head at the same time. You have some svadim wear like this, and he, you know. Of course, we don't see this too often. You ever see that? No. Right. So we don't see it too often. I don't remember what type of Svardim wear like this. But what he's saying is that there's enough room on the head and enough room on the arm. And of course, they were smaller sized tefillin to wear two tefillins. Two pairs of tefillin. So he's saying, even if you have a wound, it's interesting halacha here because we had it earlier that the person had a bandage and he had no choice to put the tefillin on top of the bandage. In that case, we said you don't make a bracha on that tefillin because you're not putting it directly on your skin. But in this case, he apparently has a little more room to put it on the right spot. Now he says, Rachman Litzlan, the person has a wound, that he has a burn. I once took a shear from a mashgiach who was kashering for Pesach, and he showed us the picture, how he scalded his arm. He shows people when he gives right, Perlmutter from the OU years ago. He wants to scare people. He says you have to do things properly, and he tells people his mistake had the water jump up back up at him. Fine. Let's say you can't put on your tefillin, Rachman Litzlan. So you put it from putting on tefillin that arm. And that's it. You put on the shel roish. As we had learned, that there are two separate mitzvahs. There's a shel yad and a shel roish. If you can't put on the shel yad because of that reason, so you put on the shel roish. Okay. Sif ches. Sif ches, we are actually going to wait for tomorrow. Mitzvah shel, we'll pick up from sif ches tomorrow. So what do we discuss over here? We discuss a person who is a lefty. He puts on a tefillin on the right arm. person who is a righty, of course, puts on the tefillin on the left arm. A person who is ambidextrous puts on the tefillin on the left arm. And how do you define if a person is a righty or lefty? So over here, the Ramah says you paskin like after you go at what the person writes with. I will tell you, there's a lot more to discuss in this topic. One of the ways that Paiskim ask a bar mitzvah bacher what to do is I've heard they ask him, they give him a thread and they give him a needle. And they say to him, put the thread through the eye of the needle and make a stitch. Which hand is he going to stitch with? I'll tell you this much. As I'm thinking about this, I'm just, to hold a needle in my left hand, I don't know how to begin. I'm a righty. To put the needle, I can barely stitch with my right hand. I can do it with my left hand. And that would be a definitive way to show also, now according to the first approach, once again, not the second approach. The second approach goes up basa de ksiva. The same way you write is the way you bind. But that approach would go after, I see you're holding the needle.
I would hold the needle here. This is my right hand is my stronger one, more steady, and I would...
So the right hand is more steady. You would hold the needle with the weaker hand.
Yeah.
And you would hold the thread with the dominant hand. Mm. And this way that would also be a way to try to show which is your dominant hand. And then you make it, right? Okay, Rabbi says it's a very important halacha. Once again, if anyone is what they think a lefty, speak to your Rav, make sure you put on tefillin on the right arm.
Lefty.